This is Harness Edge, giving you the edge on harness racing this week in Tasmania.
And we've had Hobart Harness Racing last Sunday night. We had Burnie Harness Racing on Friday night, their first meeting of the season. There's eight races in Launceston tonight. But, of course, let's start by talking about the Miracle Mile. They ran a phenomenal time, breaking the 150 barrier last night. Bowtide was sent out, Greg, the odds-on favourite. I thought a brilliant ride by James Rattray. The horse just wasn't, well, he just left it alone in front, wasn't he? Probably a little too far out.
If you wanted to find an excuse, that's the only one you could find, wasn't it? That the leader just didn't cart him round the corner and was gone before the bend. But having said that, he ran along freely all the way. He was given an absolutely 10 out of 10 drive by Rattray. You couldn't find really any excuse on the way he was driven. The fact that they went 149.1, according to the harness.org website this morning, they said 0.2 last night, but 0.1's even quicker. Got beaten ahead. Look, he can't go any better than that. It's second quicker or so than what he ran last year to win the same race. He just got run down by a good horse on the night. If you reverse those runs, maybe he would have run past that horse. I don't know. But certainly lost no admirers, and he's going to be right up to it in these big races coming up in Victoria over the summer.
Yeah, probably 100 metres out, you thought he may have dropped off and been beaten 3 or 4, maybe 5 metres or something, but gee, found a lot in the last 100.
Does not give in, does he? And I know it's probably no consolation, really, to the connections who would love to have been only the 8th dual Miracle Mile winner in history, but they still got 112,000 for running second.
Yep, no, he's a beauty. And as you say, the Inter-Dominion still on the radar. I think he heads to Victoria now and runs in the Ballarat Cup in a couple of weeks.
He does. You've got the Victoria Cup coming after up after that, of course, the Hunter Cup as well. There's a stack of huge stake money races to be won, and then he'll go back to... James is going to base himself in Victoria for those, and then he'll go back to Sydney, I guess, early March to get ready for the Inter-Dominion.
Last Sunday night in Hobart, Nathan Ford took the honours with a winning treble. What happened at Burnie on Friday night? That was the twilight fixture. Always very popular, these meetings at the Burnie track on a Friday night.
A very good crowd, as they always get at Burnie. Only the six races. A bit of drama later in the night. Gareth Rattray started off by driving the first three winners. Short price favourite fell in the first, Mick Will Rev, then Territorial and Nance's Thrill. But unfortunately, there was an incident before the fifth race where a horse called Fletch Davis reared up. It was a standing start event. He reared up at the start and crashed to the track, and he damaged his back. And they couldn't move him. He was breathing okay. Some people thought he might have had a heart attack, but he was laying on the track for a long, long time. And eventually they worked out that he'd severely damaged his back, and they unfortunately had to put him down. But that resulted in a one-hour delay to the meeting, so some people watching at home weren't being kept informed, I don't think, all that well, and they were getting a bit frustrated, but nothing they could do about it. The horse's welfare was the first concern, so that was a bit of a sad end to the meeting, but other than that, it was a very good night.
All right. Let's find some winners for tonight's meeting. We race in Launceston. The Mother of Pearl is the first leg of the quaddie race number 5.
Always a good race, named in memory of Shirley Martin. Her husband Doug, of course, was a stalwart of harness racing as she was, and he's got the Danbury Park Cup named in his honour tonight. But Shirley Martin, Mother of Pearl, is race 5. Number 4, Art's Bliss, from the Dick Eves stable. A good first up run behind Remember Joe. Of course, that's an open class race, back to her own sex here. If she runs up to that form, she'll be hard to beat. Number 2, Belicious Lips, comes back from a couple of good wins in Victoria. This is a rising class, but you'd think she'd be competitive. 6, DeSanzo, very honest mare at this level. Can't see why she won't be in the finish again. And number 3, LJ's Magic, has impeccable form. This is probably the toughest assignment she's faced, but she's got to go in somewhere, and Spitfire Rose is a chance as well. And then we've got the good mare, Benediction, second up after an 18-month break. So it's a good race. 4 for me, from 2, 6 and 3.
Second leg is the Danbury Park Cup.
Super tough. This is, I don't suppose you could go field because there's too many runners, but it's almost a field job. 7, Star Chamber. Nathan Ford would have driven this horse, which he trains, except he lost an appeal during the week against a 4-meeting suspension. So he's out. Gareth Rattray takes the drive. Of course, the horse won't lose anything there. He loves standing starts. I think he's at his best when he can take a sit. So if he gets the right run here, I think he'll be finishing off strongly. But as I said, it's a super tough race. 6, Diva's Delight, off 10 metres, but is a brilliant beginner. He might even be up somewhere near the lead after they've gone 150 metres. If he is, I think he'll be somewhere around the money at a very good price. 10, Remember Joe, comes off a good first up win in Hobart, but 20 metres is always a tough mark to overcome, but it's not beyond him. And number 5, Riverboat Jasper, also off 10, could win the race easily if he steps, but he is a little bit risky in a standing start. Very tough race, seven each way from 6, 10 and 5.
Third leg, just a smallish field, only the 5 to go around.
Yeah, three very strong chances here and the other two are not hopeless. I've gone for number 2, Clamorous, who I think will sit behind the speed here. You've got a very fast beginner in Rykov Lee's number 4, who's likely to go to the front. Mellow Lynn number 3 will be up there somewhere fighting for the early lead or taking just a sit, and then Clamorous behind them. He's a strong horse, Clamorous. I think he can win here. Ahead of Rykov Lee's Mellow Lynn and next best number 6, Living It, Loving It. So 2, 4, 3, 6.
2, 4, 3, 6, and just the 6 in the last of it at the night race, 8 final leg of the quaddie.
Yeah, it could be tricky. I went for a horse that I thought ran really well in Launceston at the last meeting in Deliver the Goods, number 2. He'll probably be each way odds, although it's bounty each way 1-2 here. They went along pretty quick sectionals in the race, won by Tissu Tuta. He battled on well to finish second. The horse that was up there with him dropped out. Tissu Tuta's come out and won again since at Burnie. He's flying. So just at a bit of odds, Deliver the Goods. Ahead of Vanderveld, nice horse, ready to peak here. Real River, same likewise. Had excuses in Hobart last time out. Previous run was very unlucky. And number 1, Will Be Dock, who won well at the last meeting. 2, 3, 4, 1.
2, 3, 4, 1 in the last of the night. A best bet somewhere on the card?
My best bet, I'm taking on a pretty good field here, but I like number 10, always a show in the first race. He's comes up against a couple of smart ones, but gee, was impressive winning first up.
All right, race 1, number 10, kick it off early in the first event at 5.53 Tasmanian Summertime. The last of 8 races at 9.18. Shane Yates will be there for Radio TAB at the Launceston Harness. We'll join you this afternoon for Hobart Thoroughbreds with the first coming up at 12.24. Greg, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Cole. Good calling.
Yeah, and we'll see you on Wednesday night for Newmarket Handicap Night. Look forward to that. And as mentioned, the first event in Hobart coming up at 12.24, the last of 9 at 5.23. Some cracking racing. Hope we have found a winner or two. And we look forward to your company again at the same time next Sunday morning.
Hello, everybody. This is Andrew Voss with you. When it comes to helping you stay across every sport every day, the team at Sports Year have got you covered. You've all heard of the annual Sports Year Diary? Well, now there's the Sports Year Compendium and the Sports Year Desk Calendar. How good's that? 20,000 plus sporting fixtures every year are compiled by the team at Sports Year, who are dedicated to helping you keep across what's happening next in sport. Get on the bandwagon and order online at sportsyear.com.au or call 1300 66 1915.
This is the Sunday National Scratching Service, brought to you by Radio TAB.